Putting it right here.
Recording? Okay. Which one of us gonna die out first? Probably go flying, that's it. Okay. We're gonna try to do tonight. Oh, I'm actually connected to a conference here which we have for the alumni on a weekly basis. We're gonna get it back up and running right after Sukkot. We stopped during Ben Azmanim. And they're connected to my ear right now. I'm not sure who's on, but I'm sure it's a lot of great chevra. What we're gonna try to do tonight is gonna try to get two parts of Torah in. On one hand, we're gonna dwell for about 40 or 45 minutes into a very heavy, basic, fundamental halachic sugya. And then at the end, we'll try to get 50 to 20 minutes of divrei chizuk, which relate both to the sugya and some of the marmakomos that I brought down at the end, which I think are extremely appropriate in these few hours before Yom HaKippur. The sugya we're going to talk about is the sugya of mitzvah bar be'aveira, and what we're going to try to accomplish is we're going to try to make sense in Shitas HaRambam in the sugya of mitzvah bar be'aveira, which is a very complex shita. And those of you who saw the first few marmakomos understand immediately why the sugya is so complex. So, without further ado, let's get moving in the marmakomos so we get a little bit of the buster of the sugya down, and we understand the scope of the issues and the kashas, so we could start moving along. So the most important source in Chazal for the sugya mitzvah be'aveira is the sugya in Masechet Sukkot Daf Chaf Tet Amud Beis and the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Mishnah brings a list of psulim of lulav, and the Mishnah says lulav hagazul v'ayavish pasul. The Mishnah brings out a blanket statement, and it says in its paskins that a lulav hagazul is a lulav pasul. Asks the Gemara, Kai Pasik Nitani, Lo Shna B'Yomtav Rishon, Lo Shna B'Yomtav Sheni. Meaning, in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, it's a blanket statement. Lulav HaGazel is Pasul, and the Mishnah does not spell out whether that's Yomtav Rishon or Yomtav Sheni. When we made the Mashma that it's not only Pasul on Yomtav Rishon, but it's also Pasul on Yomtav Sheni. Would anybody have any thoughts to why there would be a difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni? Anybody have any thoughts? Yeah?
The first day of this is direct, the second one is Rabbanan.
Excellent thought! And that is that the first day of Lulav, the Gvulin, in the rest of the world, is the Raisa, and the rest of the days are Chulin. And even if we don't say that, I want to take that one step further. Even if we suggest that we're talking about Yerushalayim or the Mikdash, that's Doraisa all 7 days, there's a difference in the Pesukim. We have the Lakachtem Lachein by Yom HaRishon. That's a separate Chiyuv of Yom HaRishon. And then we have Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shuvis Yomim. So there's two different Chiyuvim. So it's possible that this din of Gazel, we would have thought that it's only talking about Yom HaRishon. The Mishnah says, Kapasik V'tayi, the Gemara says on the Mishnah, Lo Shna Yantav Rishon, Lo Shna Yantav Sheni. So asks the Gemara, hold on a second. Bishlema Yavesh, Hadar Ba'inam V'leika. Bishlema Yantav Rishon, Tichtiv Lachem Yishalachem, Ela B'yantav Sheni Amaylo. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand. The din of Lakachtem Lachem Yishalachem, that the Lord has to be yours, is the halacha which only relates to Yom Tov Rishon. It doesn't relate to Yom Tov Sheni. So what's the chisaron in the lulav hagazel? If I steal a lulav, what's the problem? It's not mine. It's not mine. I cannot be yotze. I understand that that's a halacha in Yotzev Rishon. But Nehechi Tesi asks the Gemara, how can we see, where can we reach a conclusion that a lulav agazel should be possible on Yotzev Shem? The answer is the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shem Shem Bar Yochai, Nishim Dehavalei Mitzvah Bar Be'Avera Shenemar, V'Yivetam Gazel V'Tapiseach V'Tacholei, Gazel do me the Piseach, Ma Piseach, Leit L'Takanta, Av Gazel Leit L'Takanta, Lo Shno Lifnei Yeyush, V'Lo Shno La'acha Yeyush. Says the Gemara, what is the source? Now the Gemara introduces this topic, which is the topic of tonight's shiur, and that is Mishum Dehavilei Mitzvah Abba Be'Avera. What is a Mitzvah Abba Be'Avera? Scott, what's a Mitzvah Abba Be'Avera? A mitzvah that I succeed in fulfilling through the Avera. So how does this relate to Mitzvah Abba Be'Avera, Eitan? How does this relate? Why is Lulav HaGazel Mitzvah Abba Be'Avera? Why is it mitzvah be'avera if I steal a lulav? Why is it mitzvah be'avera if I steal a lulav? Let's go. You know the answer. Exactly. Stealing is what? Stealing is an avera. Lulav is a... excellent a mitzvah. Those guys on the phone, just in case you didn't hear. Lulav is a mitzvah. Uvimela, that is a mitzvah be'avera. And we have a pasuk. V'yivetam hagazel v'tapiseach v'chulei. Gazel do me the Piseach. Piseach is a behema which has a mum, which has a blemish, which is anal over, which is not fixable. So just like a Piseach lately takanta, there's no way to fix it. Af a gazel lately takanta, osho with me yeush, but osho lacha yeush. Yeush. Anybody? Yes. Give up hope. Right? You learned tzachin this year? We speak about the concept a little bit, you probably didn't start speaking about it, but Hefker and Yeush and Bitul, maybe they're connected, maybe they're not. The bottom line is, Yeush is giving up hope. So what does that mean? Who gives up hope here on the Behema?
On the person who stole it.
Exactly, the owner, the original owner of the Behema. So the new guy, the stealer, the thief, cannot be mocked of this Behema. It doesn't make a difference if the original owner was Mishyayesh. Why would it make a difference if the original owner was Mishyayesh? Why would it make a difference? What is Mishyayesh? Maybe it is a Shinui Dilus, and therefore the Gazlan becomes the new owner, and you would have thought that since the Gazlan new owner, Mimela, it is his Behema, and he can be mock of it, comes to Gemara and says, Loshna with Neyeush, Lushna La'acha Yeush, the bottom line is, you can't be makriv. Why? Mitzvah be'avera. Okay? Why? Mitzvah be'avera. Let's continue seeing that. Adam kiyokid mekem alachma avalavdi deyo. Ela acha yeyush, haikanya be'yeyush. After yeyush, he was kona be'yeyush. Ela lav mishum dehavelei mitzvah haba be'avera. The bottom line is, you stole this behema, you want to be makriv it, because Baruch Hu doesn't want it. He doesn't want it from you. It's a mitzvah. Ba be'avera. Same too would be with our lulav. With our lulav, even after Yeush, you shouldn't be able to use it. What did the Gemara bring this for? What did the Gemara bring the mitzvah? We should have a mitzvah be'avera for to teach us that a lulav agazel is possible even on the second day. Because the psul of the lulav agazel is not only because it's not yours, because if it was because it's not yours, Yeush should solve that problem. Why is it possible? You should have a mitzvah above that there. And that is true also by a carbon. A carbon of gazel is not only possible because it's not yours, because even when it becomes yours, after Yeush, when it becomes yours, it's still possible. Why is it still possible? Mitzvah, ba, be'avera. Excellent. Let's freeze the Gemara for a second and skip to the next one, Marimakam number 2, and see Shita Sarambam in Marimakam number 2 and Marimakam number 3. Anabon Nimini Ma'ilu. Perek Chet Alocha Alev of Hukos Shofar Sukkum Lov. It's usually known as Hukos Lov. In Perek Zayin and Chet Hukos Lov. Arba Minin Ha'ilu Shen Lulav Ve'Hadas Ve'Arava Ve'Etrog. שהיה אחד מהם יובש או גוזל או גונב אפילו לאחר יאוש, או שהיה מהשירה הנאבדת אף אפי שביטלו השיר לא עבדו שהשירה נדחה, הרי זה פוסל. So says the Rambam, what does the Rambam say about our lulav gozel? Guys, let's go. Pasul. Is it only pasul lifnei Ayush? Is it only pasul lifnei Ayush? It's also pasul achay Ayush. So l'chol, why is it pasul achay Ayush? Let's go. Why is it pasul achay Ayush? Mitzvah ba'be avera. L'chol, that's what you would say. The reason it's pasul achay Ayush is mitzvah ba'be avera. Let's go on to my makom number three. By the way, if it's possible because mitzvah ba'be avera, I did. If it's possible because mitzvah ba'be avera, is it possible only the first day or is it also possible the second day? You're right. Say it. Also the second day. Excellent. I told you you were right. Also the second day. It's possible lechor all days. And lechor the Rama Pask is a little of a gozel. It's possible achayesh. Mishum davidu mitzvah ba'avera. That's our pshat in the Gemara. If that's true, let me help me guess. How is the Rama going to pask in about a little of a gozel on the second day? Possible why? Hey, mitzvah ba'avera. Never heard those words before. Anyways, mitzvah ba'avera. Says the Rama in Gemara Malkum number three. Rama perikhen alachatet. Surprise! Life would not be exciting if the Rambam didn't do this every once in a while. And that's Biyotav Rishon Bilvad. Aval Biyotav Sheni Im Sharei Yomim Hakol Kosher. Says the Rambam that this din of Lulav HaGozel is only possible Biyotav Rishon, and not possible Biyotav Sheni. Now, if it's only possible Biyotav Rishon and not possible Biyotav Sheni, why would it be possible Biyotav Rishon? Why would Lachem? Lachem, Yishel Lachem. If it's Lachem, Yishel Lachem, so Lachem should be possible what? Only Biyotav Rishon and not Biyotav Sheni. What does that mean that the Rambam does not Paskin mitzvah ba'be avera? The Chol was saying is that the Rambam rejects the halachic concept of mitzvah ba'be avera, and the Rambam paskin said what? The lulav ba'gozel is possible only Biyotav Rishon. Now, does anybody have a kash on that? Rav Isaacson, yeah. Why is it possible achayish? Can anybody help me out to why that's a kasha? What? Hold on, what? If the psul is lachem, yishel lachem. Excellent. If the psul is lachem, yishel lachem, so the chol of the psul should only be as long as it's yours. If it's achayeyush, then it's not yours. Somebody here, some of our real undone here, may say, hold on a second, you're flying too fast. Who told you the Rambam holds that yeyush is enough to make it yours? That is a sugya. In a few places in Shas, the main place in Shas is the sugya in Bava Kama, Samechei, Vav, and Zion. It's called Yushkidi Kani, or Lokani, and therefore you might say that. Now, I'm not going to spend time on that, because if I did, we would have to spend most of Wintersman to understand Shat in that sugya, even just in Rashi and Tosos, and definitely B'Shita Saramba. All I'm going to say is, there's definitely a whole slew of Achronim, and Beroshim probably Rav Chaim, that held that the Rambam holds Yush Kedi Kani. So that I'm just saying, for those of you who know the sugi of Yush Kedi Kani, all I'm saying is that Lechora, the Rambam holds Yush Kedi Kani. If the Rambam holds the Yush Kedi Kani, what that means for the rest of us is that Yush is enough to make it mine, when he nails the psul of Lakachtem Lachem Yishalachem. The psul of Yatav Rishon is because it's not yours. Why is it Paslacha Yesh? And by the way, we'll end up seeing the Rambam in a few minutes that seems to say that Yesh is enough to be called. So what are you going to say? Why is Lula Pasla Yatav Rishon Acha Yesh? Why is Lula Pasla Yatav Rishon Acha Yesh?
Lachem, not yours.
Lachem Yesh Lachem. Acha Yesh. Yes, Yesh, it's yours. That was a good point. That's good for Yesh. Acha Yesh, why is it possible? Mitzvah Avera. But if it's Mitzvah Avera, why is it not possible? I end up Sheni. Why is it only possible on Yom Tov Rishon and not on Yom Tov Sheni? Now, who said, by the way, Darabanan in the beginning, Darabanan Daraisa? Who's that? Excellent. Okay? Just again, as a side point, one may say, you know what, there is a fundamental difference between Lulav on the first day and Lulav on the rest of the days. On the rest of the days, even Achayeush, Lulav by Yom Tov Rishon Achayeush is different the rest of the days, because Lulav by Yom Tov Rishon, even Achayeush is Doraisa. So maybe the Rabban holds Mitzvah of Avera only on the Doraisa, and not on the Rabbanan. So I want to reject that. Very quickly, again, just as a side point, for those of you who thought of that kasha so we can move along, I just want to reject that by saying, the Rambam is the one that holds that all of you in Yerushalayim has a din of chiyuv avaminim, midoraisa ol shiva yamim. And the Rambam writes this in these prakim, perek chad of hukos lulav. If that's true, then the Rambam should have wrote us that this halacha that it's kosher b'yant of shani is only chutz Yerushalayim, only the gvulim. The fact that the Rambam did not write that it's only the Gvulim must be that the Rambam wrote that even in Yerushalayim, a little by not the Sheni is kosher, even though it's a Chiyuv Doraisa. So the Pshat is not a Chiyuv with the Rabbanan and Doraisa. Every once in a while, I'm going to say an extra piece, an extra twist. If you lost it, forget about it, because you'll be able to understand the flow. If you got it, awesome. Okay. So what's going on? So we have an excellent Kasha on the Rambam. And the Kasha is, anybody want to phrase the kasha? Anybody? Nobody has the guts. Yeah. No? Anybody?
Join. I think so. I came in the middle. But why is it that the Rambam says that only us are on the first day as opposed to the rest of the day?
Okay, I'll rephrase what Yom just said, and that is Rambam! What do you want from us? What do you do with Mitzvah Be'Avera? Do you pass in Mitzvah Be'Avera? Or don't you pass in Mitzvah Be'Avera? Didn't you pass in Mitzvah Be'Avera? Why is the rule of Ayatim Shani kosher? And if you don't pass in Mitzvah Be'Avera, why is the rule of Ayatim Rishon Achayeush possible? Anybody want a rerun of that? Okay, I can leave the drama out. If I leave the drama out, the question is very simple. Does the Rambam pass Mitzvah Be'Avera, or doesn't he pass Mitzvah Be'Avera? That's the Shiloh. If he passes Mitzvah Be'Avera, a lulav should be possible even on Yom Tov Sheni. And if he doesn't pass Mitzvah Be'Avera, a lulav should be kosher even on Yom Tov Rishon, Achayeush, because now it's mine! Sir Glenn, you have call waiting, but I'm sorry. Okay. And the Rambam, no, that's not true. The Rambam does say the words Mitzvah Bar Be'Avera. He says them actually in Perakim, Halacha Tet, not Halacha Zayin, Halacha Tet, which is not in front of you. The reason I kept it out is I wanted that question. Anyways, let's go on a little bit to a few more places where the Rambam will discuss this concept, because now we have to broaden the discussion. Our question is a general discussion. Rav Isaacson really hit it on the nail. Okay, does the Rambam have anywhere that he actually mentions the word Mitzvah Be'Avera? So if you stick in Mitzvah Be'Avera to Bar Ilan on all the Rambam, you'll find a Rambam which, by the way, does not talk about Gezel. It only talks about Tevel L'Chadome. And there the Rambam talks about Mitzvah Be'Avera, but he does mention the word Mitzvah Be'Avera. On the other hand, the equal component to this Rambam based on the sugya, right? Remember, the Gemara asked, why is a little possible Yom Tov Sheni? The Gemara answered, Mitzvah Be'Avera. Then the Gemara went ahead and brought Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and it brought a brisa that talks about Mitzvah Be'Avera by Korbanos. So what's the Rambam's opinion in this Mitzvah Be'Avera Korbanos? That should be our natural next move. Again, we're learning the sugya in sukkah. We see what the Rambam passed from the sugya in sukkah. He definitely does not pass to Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because here the Gemara clearly says the Lulav HaGadol is possible on the second day. What does he do with the Korban? So let's see the Rambam in Hilchos Yetzirah Mizbeach, Perakei Halacha Zayin, Mar Makom number 6. We'll get back to the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Amas in 2 minutes. Agonei V'Agozel, the Hikriv HaKorban Pasul. V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Sono, Shenemar, Sone gezel ba'ola. Ve'ein tzarich lomar she'einom skabel. So says the Rambam, 2 points. The guy steals a carbon and he's makriv to Akash Baruch. Akash Baruch hates it. And he calls the pasuk, Sone gezel ba'ola. Right? And it's also possible. It's possible Akash Baruch hates it. 2 terms. And then Rama goes a step further, and I don't have to tell you that it didn't work. It didn't accomplish anything. The Indis Yahshua Bailim. Akorban Kosher. Let me just reread that just in case you didn't get it. The Indis Yahshua Bailim. Akorban Kosher. So what is the Rambam saying here? Indis Yahshua Bailim. Guys, you already know what the Yahush is. What's the Rambam saying? That Achayesh what?
Kosher.
But here's kosher. Listen, Ayesh is puzzle, says the Rambam, right? Hakorban puzzle. But after Ayesh Hakorban, why? Because also in Karbanos it says, Mishalachan, and after Ayesh it's yours. By the way, this is probably the proof that the Rambam passes, Yush can be cut it. This is probably the source that that's the Rambam passes. After Ayesh it's mine. Okay. So what does that seem to say clearly? The Rambam does not hold it to Rabbi Avera? I don't know. But look at the Lashon again. I just want to point out 3 points. Hagonev Hagozev Hikriv Hakorban Parcel. Why does the Rambam have to tell me that? Because Baruch Hu hates it. Rambam's not a Musar Sefer. Why does Rambam have to tell me that? Because Baruch Hu hates it. Anybody? Good question. Shedema Asoni Jezebahola. Veitach Lashon Amiskabo Vimisyashu Hakorban Kosher. So what does the Rambam seem to indicate? After Yeyush, is the carbon kosher? Yes. Before Yeyush, the carbon is pasul. After Yeyush, the carbon is kosher. Before Yeyush, the carbon is both pasul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it. After Yeyush, it's kosher. What is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Does he hate it? Oh, that's a great question. What would you say? What would be your gut response?
Yes.
Why not? It still came through Gaza. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hate it? Because it came through Gaza. So what did Yehush solve? Yehush, all Yehush solved is Mishalachem. Okay. So it must be that in Dalad meaning the psul is not only a psul of Mishalachem. Right? Because Dalad meaning a psul even Achar Yehush. We got that? Great. This concept appears in the Rambam in a few other places. One of them is in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin. Ein Adam Yotzei Dechovatzah Be'achilus Matzah Shiyasiro Yon She'ach Lo Tevel O Maestro Rishon Shlo Niklo Tshumaso O She'gazlo Ze Akral Kol Shem Vachem HaBrikas HaMazim Yotzei Dechovatzah Kol Shem Vachem HaBrikas HaMazim Ein Yotzei Dechovatzah. Okay, the end of the Rambam takes us to a whole different world, but the Rambam clearly holds that Matzah Agzula, you're not Yotzei Dechovatzah Be'Pesach. Ein Adam Yotzei Dechovatzah Be'Pesach in his matzah gzula. Is that true about matzah lifneish? Achayish? You don't know, the Rambam here doesn't spell anything out. He just says that there's some sort of halach in matzah, and if you can't bench on it, then you're not yotzei. And the makkah that you can't make a bracha on davar gozul is a gemara baba kamet of tzadik dalet. Harish gozul says, shechitim tachna losha v'afa v'rivish minachawa, kaita mevarech, inza mevarech aluminayet. If you steal something and you want to be frum and be mafush chala, then you're not yotzei. Years ago, I used to sit in that corner of the Beis Medrash with the stupids. And that was a hot seat. And I wanted to make sure you cop something. Anyways, so I sat in that corner. I was just responding to... Okay. I sat in that corner. And it was all. And I used to have a chavrus with one of the guys during lunch break on the Mesilas Yesharim. Anybody know what Mesilas Yesharim is? What's Mesilas Yesharim? Mesilas Yesharim is Ramchal's ultimate Musar Sefer. El is a great time to learn. We come one day to learn our chavrus and somebody stole our Mesilas Yesharim. Talking about missing the point. Okay? That was the concept. So that's exactly what's going on here. But okay, that's what's happening. The guy's stealing a carbon. You want a kapofa from Baruch Hu? You're stealing a carbon. That doesn't work. On the other hand, it could be that it made you fulfilled some sort of fulfillment. Okay, that's the concept we want to try to talk about. What we want to try to do is make some sort of Seder in the Rambam. Does anybody have any mahalach? Does anybody want to say something in the Rambam? Anybody? Okay. Before I say what I think of the Rambam, I want to move one piece. Yes. Why? If it is, that doesn't mean he should be nana from it. I don't know, okay, so that depends on how to understand Takanas HaShavim, Takanas, it could be that he still has a mitzvah Eishiv Zagzel HaShav Gazal, if the Yehish still have a mitzvah Eishiv Zagzel HaShav Gazal, I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't want to go on tangent because it's definitely a whole different sugya, but it's an interesting point to discuss. Before I go with my Mahalach on the Rambam, I want to move to Maramakam number 7. Maramakam number 7, the Ritzvah says as follows, that ain't mitzvah be'avera, I'm hitting on some lines, let me just see underline. Ela b'davar habol eratos kekuvim b'lulum. Al balo v'shar mitzvos. Ha'achi lucha k'sat b'mitzvah be'avera yisutar. Says the Ritzvah, tremendous yisod. This is known in the name of Taisus, that's what he calls it, but it doesn't really appear in Taisus' shas that we have. The Ritzvah says a tremendous yisod. What is the problem with mitzvah b'avera avera? What's the problem? What's wrong with mitzvah b'avera avera? Let's say I'm embarrassed that I don't have tefillin when I daven in yeshiva. Okay? So I steal my friend's tefillin and I walk around saying, okay, I have tefillin. What's wrong with that? What? I'm still sitting. Sitting, okay, I'm sitting, you're right. I stole, I'm sitting. I'm over in Avera, I understand that. Okay, that's wrong. I'm talking about, okay, but he was over the Avera, at least I should put on the tefillin. I got tefillin through the wrong act, yeah.
I'm also the fact that, you know,
Okay.
Yeah, and we have
Malcolm,
and it could be a lot worse because now
I thought
you
have
to
have
to
Okay, I'm going to but why is it not a mitzvah? Anyway, says the Ritzvah, Hashem hates it. Good. 3 points. I says the Ritzvah as follows. That the mitzvahs, that mitzvah Avera is applicable for is only mitzvahs which are there for Ritzui. Well, I'm not going to get into the details of what Ritzui is exactly, but what I'm going to suggest to you is any mitzvah that your goal is in the action to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness, or to bring yourself more in Vekas Ba'asher, it's ridiculous that you should fulfill that through Avera. But a mitzvah that's not for Ritzui, says the Ritzvah, in the name of Tosfos, that there we do not have a din of mitzvah bar be'avera. Yerushalmi uses another terminology, sanegor nasa kategor. Does anybody know what sanegor nasa kategor is? Excellent! Louder! A defendant becomes a prosecutor. What do you mean a defendant? I'm doing this mitzvah. I'm doing this mitzvah as a vote of confidence in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a defending action in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he itself becomes a prosecutor by saying, what do you mean? You used it, you over in Avera. Says the Ritzvah, that's only true on mitzvahs that are there to become a defendant in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. mitzvahs which are the Ritzui. The mitzvahs which are not there to become a defendant are not there to protect you. I'm not there where we say, there we don't say mitzvah b'avera. Okay, I need you to focus in. Even if you lost me till now, now it's time to focus in. And I'm going to spend 8 minutes, 9 minutes, 10 minutes, not more than that, trying to give you my mahalach in this Rambam. Listen carefully. I want to suggest that the Rambam holds that the Avera does two things in relationship to the mitzvah. Not only is there mitzvah b'ave Avera according to the Rambam, but the mitzvah b'ave Avera generates two problems. The Avera generates two problems in a mitzvah. One of the issues is only applicable to mitzvahs that are ritzui. And there, it's only lechatchila. The namach is the yevet. Sanhedrin asked the katedra, okay, a protector became a prosecutor, a defender became a prosecutor, but still, you go to the mitzvah. Bottom line is you did the mitzvah. So it's ma'akev, or it's only lechatchila, and not a yevet. But I want to suggest that according to the Rambam, there's another din of mitzvah over there. The Maisa Avera changes the Chafter Shal Mitzvah. But it only changes the Chafter Shal Mitzvah, according to my opinion, only in mitzvahs, that the Halacha is what generated and created the Chafter Shal Mitzvah. But in mitzvahs that are defined by the Torah accurately, meaning the biological world, Mother Nature, defines the Maisa Mitzvah, the Cheftishol Mitzvah. In that case, Mitzvah there is not applicable in the second aspect. That's what I want to suggest. And I want to suggest that Lulav is the Cheftishol Mitzvah. Lulav is not just a physical branch of a palm tree. Lulav is Oshana Baina, the Gemara calls it. Lulav, together with the rest of the meaning, become a chapter shul mitzvah. When you name an avela, defects that chapter shul mitzvah. When you name it, no longer could become the same chapter shul mitzvah. Prat lekach, there's a din of Sanegar Nasakategar. Now let's go with Lulav. I steal Lulav. I change the chapter shul mitzvah. It's no longer a lulav. Halachically, it's identical. Chemically, it's identical to your lulav. But it's not a lulav. Because it's not enough that it's chemically identical to a lulav. It's got to become a cheftishal lulav. And that could only happen through certain halachos. The avera changes the cheftishal mitzvah. And therefore, the lulav is not a lulav. The lulav is a broom. And if the lulav is a broom, could you be yotzei with the broom? Of course it can't be also with the broom. Does it make a difference if it's Lufnei Yeyush or Achar Yeyush? Does it make a difference if it's Lufnei Yeyush or Achar Yeyush? It can't be also with the broom. Does it make a difference if it's Lufnei Yeyush or Achar Yeyush? And therefore the Rambam says that Lulav HaGozel is possible Bein Lufnei Yeyush, Bein Achar Yeyush, because I changed the Chetzah. So what are you going to ask me? Come on, you got to ask me a great kasha. Ha ha, what? Awesome! Hey, if it's a broom, how could you be Yotza on the second day? Now I want to go back to the Gemara and Sukkah. Let's go back to the Gemara and Sukkah for a couple of minutes. Go back to Marumaka number two. Who's being Cholik? Number one, who's being Cholik on Rabbi Yochanan and Shurim Shabbat Yochai? They pleaded to Rabbi Yitzchak, 3 lines before the end, literally 30 seconds of the Gemara. Who pleaded to Rabbi Yitzchak? The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, by Nachmani and Ashwal, what should he say? The Yotav Sheni what? The Yotav Sheni is not, he doesn't say that. He says, Mitoshi Yotav Shol, Yotav Nami Begozel. So what would most people would learn Pshat by immediately saying, Menele is saying it's a Psul Lachem Yishol Lachem, and therefore, it's only Beyantav Rishon, not Beyantav Sheni. But if that's true, why doesn't he argue by Yeyush? He should argue Acha Yeyush by Beyantav Rishon. The answer is, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, Yod, he told Sheyotze, Beyantav Rishon, the Shol. When you know, you don't need the same Chetzeshon Mitzvah. Yotze, not in the Gozel, that's what he's saying. And now let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Chet Alachatet, please just tell me what the pshat, what the topic is in the Rambam. Call El Shamarnu. Shem Psulin. Mifnei Mumin Shabiyarnu. Or Mifnei Gezel Vigneva. We have to reach on Bilbao, we have to send him Shah Yom Kol Kosher. Says the Rambam what? All the Psulim of Lulav. I only pass me out the Rishon, and not enough to say, yeah, it's not the same Chetash on the law, it's not a Chetash on Mitzvah, the answer is the Rambam says, it's fine. For you have Rishon, you need a Chetash on the law, for you have Sheni, you don't need a Chetash on the law. When you nail a Kolel, you should be out of the Amumim, when you snare a Gezel. And it also brings us back, the Vetem is a Gozel, it's a Piseach. What is a Piseach? It's a Sheni and a Chetzah. Says the Gemara, Gozel, don't need a Piseach. That's what the Gemara is saying. Just like a Piseach changes the Chetash on Mitzvah, also the Gozel changes the Chetash on Mitzvah. The Nela says the Rambam. A Lulav on Yatav Rishon is possible, Beilif Neyeyush, Beilach Hayeyush, not because Lachem Yishalachem, but because on Yatav Rishon, you need a certain Chetash of a Mitzvah. Lakachtam Lachem B'yom HaRishon, Bein V'Gbulin, Bein V'Sha'ar HaKol B'Bein Yerushalayim. It doesn't make a difference. It's a specific Chetash HaMitzvah. But the rest of the days, all the Mumin Apostle, all the Psulim Chetash of Lulav, of all Dalminim, all the Psulim that change the Chetash HaMitzvah, are Apostle. No? Shkayach. Are kosher. And therefore Gozel, which is the Psul Chetzah, is also kosher. Hold on a second, we'll glance, revise this before you ask your question, because this is probably your question. So what's with a carbon? Oh, so the Rambam says in the carbon we have both aspects. But why do we have both aspects? Because the carbon could be kosher with the Evan. Carbon is not a Chetzah Mitzvah. Carbon is a clear biological description of the Torah of what a carbon is. What the Hema, how old, how to bring, what to do, there's no Chetash or Mitzvah involved here. Well, you may listen, since that's true, by a carbon has only a psul of Lachem, well, you may listen, only possible with Neyeyush, but Achayeyush, there's no psul in a carbon Achayeyush. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sono, Sagis Tanegor, Nasa Kategor, in the Mitzvah of Ritzui, how are you bringing a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask for forgiveness? Well, you may listen, the Rambam, all the dinim. The Rambam is telling us everything. Number one, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because it's not lo mishalachem. Akos baruch hu sano. Sanega nasa kategor. Shanei amar sonu gezo dola. Eitzach lo hashenu miskabo. It's not yours. This Yahshua Bailin, and now it's yours. So the main psul we removed. Because here there's no din of a chetash mitzvah. Hakonim kasher. Akos baruch hu is still sano. That we never removed. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so now? Because Sanegor Nasa Kategor. Okay? So let me just sum that up. The sum up is... Okay. Yes? No. I just did to be Mesabe Sa'ozen, I use the terminology of Bro. But in Achinami, it has to be a Priya Sada'a Kapot Marim. It has to be a couple of brains, but it could be Yavesh, and it could be Nisbar Rosho, Nifitzu Alav, Niktam Rosho, Nigzal. These are all psulim, and the chepta could still be used. Now if I tell you, hold on, Yavesh is kosher beyond the Rishon Ache Yeyush, you say, what does Yeyush have to do with anything? That's the same type of psul. Also by Tzela, what does Yeyush have to do with anything? And that's why the Rambam brings it all together. That's why the Rambam is not mentioning a mitzvah of Avera, essentially, but rather the Shinei Chepta. Mitoch sheyotze b'shol, yotze nami b'gozel. So I think that pshat is, and this is the way the Rambam takes it, because he's being machshir, remember, Machlokas Rambam and Rosh, the Rambam machshir all mumin. He learns this out of this pshat of the sugya. I understand, but I'm saying that pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani, you're saying pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani is, shol is not a shini v'chet shemitzvah, it's only psul lachem. Okay, I'm willing to take that, and Pshat Gemara, I'm willing to take that. But Pshat Rambam, you can't take that, because the Rambam holds that all women that are brought down in this Mishnah, which the Gemara Kor holds that the Psulim all Shmoni Yomim, Yavesh, and so on, Rambam holds the ksherim b'shar yomim. So he's taking this Rabbi Yitzchak Nachmani a little bit different. I think Rabbi Yitzchak Nachmani is coming and saying, since we have psulim that are possible beyond the rishon, which are kosher b'shar yomim, the nail of him nearly blind, we conclude that the din of lulav beyond the shade is fundamentally different than the lulav beyond the rishon. In Achinami, without the Rambam, I would learn pshat and figure that way too. But you have to realize, Rabbi Yitzchak Nachmani could have said, beyond the shade, lo bayin in lachem, like the Gemara said in the beginning. Because he doesn't have a psalm, Achinami, that costs something wrong, but I'm not sure he holds that all the other psalm are kosher b'shar yomim. Okay. I hear the kash on the Gemara. I hear the kash on the Gemara. I'm just coming and saying that the Rambam Badai, who learned all of the movement, would learn the same thing here. Anybody have any questions? Yes. By cover, we have, by little, we have a concept of Shana Bain and Veleka, which has a different afkaminas of how to be Magbiya the Chidulo, certain type of aspects. It's not just, it's not just external minim that are posel arba minim. By behema, I'm gonna cut the corner here a little bit, but by behema, without going off on a tangent, by behema, the Torah gives us a very clear description of behemoth, what korbanos, and a very clear description of the behemoth is a very specific biological layout. So yes, the Maisa HaKrova, here I'm going to solve some of the questions I was belaya, for those of you that are holding in Kutchim, some of the questions I was belaya, I'm going to solve a little bit. The Maisa HaKrova, I think, is a Maisa Mitzvah, which has a halachic world to it. The Etzem Behema, I'm not sure. I understand, but the Etzem Behema, I'm not sure that I have a world of halacha which is above and beyond the biological description of a specific Behema. And a psalmum might have to be, okay, I'm leaving aside mukta and so on, because then I might be connecting on a wonderful level to the aspects of akrava, and again, it's endless. But it's endless. It's endless. Okay. Okay. Everybody got that? Perfect. If not, you can listen to the recording. Email Ziva and ask where the recording is. ZivaGlanz@gmail.com. Okay. I want it, Rav Steinhardt is not the Kabbalah. I want to tie up that that's the way Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, that's the Rambam is expanding Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, Rav Steinhardt wants to minimize Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani by saying Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani is only talking about Lachem, which is a little bit of Tzarchim also. Obviously on Pshat Gemara, there's a bigger kash on me than there is on him in terms of the Mahalach. On the other hand, in the Rambam definitely expands it by kashering all these minim, the Shar Yonim. Okay. I'm going to move.
The question is, why did we choose Shaul more than any of the
others? Well, Shaul is because he's coming and saying, well, you know, the kash is a good kash. On the other hand, you have to come and say, if that's true, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, you have a fundamental problem with Rabbi Yitzchak anywhere you go. If you say the Machlokes, which might be pshat, and many Rishonim are all holding that maybe that's pshat, say that. But if you don't accept that pshat, again, in the Rambam, it's very difficult to say that he holds that pshat, because he's Machlokes, I want him like Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, and he's Machlokes, plus Machlokes. Right? So it's very difficult to say that. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani is not making sense in Mela. So even you expand Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani and say that he chose Shaul for some reason. I don't know why he chose Shaul. Is it Tzarechim? I don't know, but the Nakar Kash is a good Kash. You got to think of that. But he chose Shaul, and the Rambam goes out and he says what he really means is all the Lumen. How's that Shaykh? Why would a rule about Yavesh? I don't know if that's true. But Shaul is not equivalent to Gezor HaChayyosh, and the speaker is talking about Gezor HaChayyosh. And he's responding to Rabbi Yochanan and Shema Yochai on Gezor HaChayyosh. So either he's chalik fundamentally on Gezor HaChayyosh in terms of Bailus, in terms of Yishkidikani, but if you don't go down that path, it makes no sense. So in Achinali, the Shaila is really fundamentally different. Says the Rambam, no, what Shaul is being Mechari stars, it's a Gili Milta on all of Psalim, that the law of the Gini of Cheney is different than the law of the Gini of Yad Rishon. Okay. Game over. Let's go on to chapter 2. The Gemara uses the terminology of Mashal Melech Basar Vadam, and that triggered off something that I've said, by the way, already on the alumni shiur this year, but, and I also mentioned this week in the Shabbos Shuvah Drush and Shul, this first Shabbos, but I thought it's a very important yisod and a very chashuv Agdama to Yom Kippur, which is Karav Uba, which is Karav Uba just in a few hours. If you look at Maamar Malkum number 10, the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer, the Gemara in Baba Vasa, the Afiyah Namar Aleph, Kol Amalu Deinaz Min Astoka Ki Ilo Ovid Abodos Kochavim. Any person who decides not to give Tztaka is as if he's Ovid Abodos Zara. And the Shaila is very precious. What in the world is the relationship between not giving Tztaka and Avodah Zarah? What's the connection? How do they connect? Okay, not giving Tztaka is a bit. This little essay, maybe two. You're over on a Lota essay. But why is Tztaka related to Avodah Zarah? Just give me a couple of minutes, okay? We'll choose about afterwards. I don't have enough time. I'm sorry. So the Gemara goes on and says as follows, or a different Gemara, a little bit later on in the Daf. Shala, Shevzu Shela, Shal, Transrufus HaRashas Rav Akiva. Transrufus HaRashas asks a philosophical question to Rav Akiva. If God loves poor people, why doesn't he support them? It's a profound philosophical question. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people to be poor, why does he give them parnasa? Good, Shiloh. So he says, I'm awake. They should not need someone in Medina Shugana. So he says, Rabbi Akiva, that we can fulfill a mitzvah by giving them tzedakah not to go to Gana. I'm only adorable. Zoshebechayt tom leGehenna. That's going to cause you to go to Gehenna. Why? If you give tzedakah, it's going to make you go to Gehenna. Why? And sholechem hashal ma'adav adonai. What is this like? Lemelech basar v'dam shekar salavdo v'chav shol veis asurim. The tzila of tzibarav shol achil of shol ashkosto. V'halachad amecha b'yichil of yishko k'shal ha'melech lo koyisala. That ten kurim abodim. Shinemar, Kilib Nesel Abad. So he had a great shot, awesome shot. He says as follows. I'll give you a marshal. A king judges one of his slaves to go to jail. And he paskins, don't give him food and don't give him water. And one of the guys says, hey, I'm a big Baal Chesed. I'm going to break through the jail and slip him food and water through the back door. So the king catches him. Is the king going to be happy? No? So what's the Nimshal? We are Avodim. We are the slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Yid, Yankel Bel Halevi, puts him in this world and makes him poor. So what does that mean? He put him in jail and said, don't give him food and water. And you decide to give him food and water. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want that? He should hate that. Says Rabbi Akiva to him, Amalei Abakiva, Msholecha Mashal, Ma Dover Dome. The Melech Basar Vadam, Shekar Sabno, Vechav Shal Vesa Asur. The Tzivarav, Shalola Achilo, Vesholola Ashkoso, Vehalach Adam Echa, Vichilo, Vishko. Kshashama Melech, Lodoro Mishagelo, Vehanu Kurin Bonim, Dechti Bonim Atem Lashem Lokech. Says Rabbi Akiva, you missed the point. Rabbi Akiva says, it's like a king who puts his son in jail and says, don't give him food and water. So obviously it doesn't mean that literally, it's his son. And somebody brings the kid food and water from the back door. So obviously the king is going to be very happy that somebody is supporting his son. And we are the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atam, Hashem Elokeichem. Okay, what is the feeling that you get from this Gemara? What's the feeling? Is this a game? I don't understand. We're considered Avadim and we're considered Banim. Well, Rabbi Akiva does not agree that we're considered Avadim. We're Bnei Yisrael Avadim. So he answers the Kasha by saying, no, we're also considered Banim. What's going on? It almost sounds like some sort of, I don't know what. It doesn't make any sense. The Kasha Lechol is a real Kasha. It's a fundamental Kasha. It's in all areas of Torah, in all areas of life. If a Kosh Baruch wanted to make you sick, why could you go to the doctor? If he wanted to make you poor, why is somebody giving you food? But it's a legitimate question. It's got to be dealt with. And the answer can be, I want to suggest the following yesod. What's going on here is a real machlokas. Rabbi Akiva tells this Rasha, I'm not going to try to pronounce his name again. Rabbi Akiva tells this Rasha, you're missing the point. In relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each and every one of us are Avadim. Ki li bnei Yisrael Avadim. But in relationship to each other, Bani Latem HaShem Elokeichem. If I turn to you and I say, listen, you know why you're suffering? It's because you're a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides you should suffer. Says Rabbi Akiva, you missed the point. In a chinami, you're a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the business between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki li bnei Yisrael Avadim. But my attitude toward each and every one of you, toward each and every one of Am Yisrael has to be, Bani Matem HaShem Elokeichem. There's a famous Maisa. I thought it was by the Dudu Magid, but it's probably not. But the story goes as follows. That the Rebbe came into Shir and told his Talmidim, Talmidim, every need in the world that we have that's negative, we could find something positive. So one of the Talmidim raises his hands, and he says to him, Rebbe, what's with Kfira? What positive thing did you find about Kfira? So the Rebbe responded and he said, when an Ani knocks on your door, and he says, I have no bread to eat, and you say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help you, and you miss the point. That's the point to be a kofer, and to say, that's my avodah. But in Atel HaShem Elokeichem, I have an obligation at that point to take the achrayus on me, and to fulfill my chiyuv. So there's a fundamental machlokas here. Of course we're banim v'avadim. Avinu malkeinu. Ikibadim inkavadim. That's for sure. But that's klapei shmaya. But in our relationship, one to another, our fundamental attitude has to be banim atem v'ashem elokeichem. We are the ben. When I have an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah of chesed, when I have an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah of tzedakah, when I have an opportunity to help somebody, the attitude can't be, well, I know what you did wrong and this is why you're getting this. Or I know that you have a problem or if you go out to work, it would be fine. The attitude has to be, this is a ben melech. And a ben melech is knocking on the door. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me, make sure to take care of him. I want to take this concept one step further. And I want to say that in Yom Ha'Olam, even though we say Im Kabanim Im Ka'avodim, and even though we say Avinu Malkeinu, I want to suggest... I got disconnected.